Previously on Twin Peaks.
We can talk after dinner.
Albert, listen. If you come up from Lewis Fork, I can recommend a place for lunch.
Leo called you?
He wanted to know where the other half of the money was.
She was supposed to hand it over today. Then she went and checked out on us.
You know, we're lucky. We're lucky we're in jail. Because you know what's going to go down with Leo when we get out of here.
No. No!
Back from Paris.
Ben, what a nightmare. Right there. No, right there. What is with you guys? I've got a sandwich in there. I want all those bags open. We're looking till we find it. Hey, Audrey. Uncle Jerry's back.
Sylvia.
Benjamin!
Okay. Gone. Goodbye. Brother Ben, this is the best damn sandwich I ever ate. It's a baguette with brie and butter. I had four of these damn things every day I was there. You gotta try this thing. Here, go ahead. Eat it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
This is incredible jam. You know what this reminds us of? You know what like this? It reminds us of Jimmy and Jenny down by the river.
My God.
You're right. Am I right?
Oh, no wonder.
Always a pleasure.
Leland's daughter was murdered and the Norwegians left.
Did they sign?
Deal's off.
We had those Vikings by the horns. What happened?
We're not 100% sure. They took the translator with them.
Did you say Leland's daughter was murdered?
Yes.
I'm depressed.
I can fix that. There's a new girl at One-Eyed Jack's, freshly scented from the perfume counter. And you, Brother Chair, have a 50-50 chance of being first in line.
I like those odds. All work and no play make Ben and Jerry dull boys.
That's right.
Let's jump in the boat.
Great huckleberry pie, Mrs. Hayward.
Thank you, James.
Well, Mrs. Hayward and I are going to say goodnight, James.
Good night, James.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mom. Don't worry about the dishes. I'll clean up.
Okay.
Are you coming to church with us in the morning, Donna?
Yes.
9 o'clock sharp. Good night, James.
Good night, sir.
Hi, sailor.
Good evening, Mr. Horn.
Now, Ben, we're not gonna go in the casino first, are we?
Dare. I didn't come here to lose my shirt. I just came to take it off.
Yeah.
Kev, the Horn brothers are here.
I'll tell Blackie.
You lay. Sweetheart, I'd like to order 2 drinks. 1 double scotch on the rocks. And my brother would like a double scotch on the rocks.
That's 2 double scotch on the rocks.
Next stop, rocket science.
Jerry. Blackie.
Bench.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. And every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death.
Where's the new girl?
When you really want love, you'll find it waiting for you.
Heads.
Come on. We'll take care of you, Jerry.
Well.
Donna, I don't think that what we're feeling or doing is wrong.
Why not?
Because it's the truth. Because I think it would have turned out this way anyway.
You do?
Yes. I remember a time in school, in the hall. We were suddenly alone and we looked at each other. I almost told you I loved you then.
It's true.
It is true, isn't it?
Say anything. I couldn't even let myself think it.
Me too.
Are we gonna be together, James? Are we? Are we, James?
Special Agent Dale Cooper.
Hello, it's Hawk.
Hey, Hawk. How is Ronette Pulaski?
Body and spirit are still far apart.
What did you find out from her parents?
Ronette recently quit her job at the perfume counter at Horn's department store. Everything else is quiet, except this afternoon there was a one-armed man snooping around intensive care.
A one-armed man?
Left.
Did you question him?
Negative. I pursued, but he got away.
Maintain an around-the-clock watch on Ronette, and we'll speak in the morning.
Got it. Supposed to leave it in this stupid football.
Is it in there?
Not all of it.
Cash on delivery, Bobby.
Mind. Toss it over here, quarterback.
It's empty.
Is that right? Weren't you supposed to leave something in there for me?
This barely covers what we paid for. Where's the rest?
Where's the rest of the money?
There's a problem.
Problem?
Laura had the other half in a safe deposit box.
Think you got problems?
We can get it, Leo. Just wait till everything settles down.
You punks owe me 10 grand. Leo needs a new pair of shoes.
Okay. We won't take delivery on the drugs until you get the cash.
Do I look like a bank?
I appreciate your position. But this thing with Laura, how can I anticipate that kind of thing, man?
Hey, man, Laura was a wild girl.
Tell me about it.
Maybe. Someday. Take your hand out of your pocket, Mike.
What is your problem, Leo?
Problem? You want to know about problems?
Okay.
You're on the road. Driving back and forth, gone for days. You get back and guess what?
What?
You find out your old lady's been giving it away.
Yeah?
Yeah. Stepping out in your own damn bedroom. That's a problem.
I guess so. I guess it is. Do you know who?
Man needs a clean house.
Sure, yeah. So do you know who? Sure you will, man. And this other thing, hell, we'll take care of that. Don't you worry about that. We'll get the cash and everything will be square.
Go out for a pass.
What?
Go out for a pass.
Okay, just leave. Just
run.
Just take it easy.
Run!
Yo, take it easy, man!
Run!
Take it easy!
Damn it, I'm done, Bobby.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Sorry, honey, I didn't see it there.
You stepped on my drape runner.
Well, honey, it was right out in the middle of the floor.
You think that's an accident? I laid those out there myself. I was up all night working on that invention. I'm going to have the world's first 100% quiet runner.
Well, I'm real sorry, Nadine.
Ed, you make me sick!
That's it.
Perfect.
What do you think he's up to?
It beats me.
Invitation to love. Each day brings a new beginning, and every hour holds the promise of an invitation to love.
Right. Who is it?
Hey, baby, it's a big bad bobcat.
Are you crazy? What are you doing here?
I just passed Leo. He started to diesel up out north, then. We got at least 20 minutes.
Where's your car?
Parked in the woods. Come on, open sesame. Somebody might see me out here, and that'd be worse.
Bobby, you cannot come by here like this. We can't see each other for a while. Look,
What the hell happened to you?
Leo Johnson happened to me.
Bastard. Come here.
Bobby, if he finds out about us, he's gonna kill you. He'll kill us both.
If he ever does this to you again, I'll kill him. I mean it.
Cup of coffee. It's not the first time. It won't be the last. But I'm in that doghouse again.
What happened this time?
Well, popped a grease gun, stepped on a drape runner, and all hell broke loose.
I ran into Nadine in the hardware store. That's all she talked about were those drape runners.
She's got one big bee in her bonnet. Young Bobby sure gave me a good one, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Where do you want these rocks?
Put them right down there by the donuts, deputy.
Anyone for a warm-up?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes. You bet. You bet. Right.
Thanks, over. Thanks, Lucy.
Great. Thank you. Damn good coffee. And hot.
Would everyone please take a seat? By way of explaining what we're about to do, I am first going to tell you a little bit about the country called Tibet. An extremely spiritual country. For centuries, the leader of Tibet has been known as the Dalai Lama. In 1950, Communist China invaded Tibet. And while leaving the Dalai Lama nominally in charge, they in fact seized control of the entire country. In 1959, after a Tibetan uprising against the Chinese, the Dalai Lama was forced to flee to India for his life and has lived in exile ever since. Following a dream I had 3 years ago, I have become deeply moved by the plight of the Tibetan people and filled with a desire to help them. I also awoke from the same dream, realizing that I had subconsciously gained knowledge of a deductive technique involving mind-body coordination operating hand-in-hand with the deepest level of intuition. Sheriff, Deputy Hawk, if you will please assist me, I will now demonstrate. You will recall on the day of her death, Laura Palmer wrote the following entry in her diary. Nervous about meeting Jay tonight. Today, we're going to concentrate on the Jays. Harry, when I give the word, would you please read aloud each of the names I've written on the blackboard?
Okie doke.
Deputy Hawk, stand over here and hold this bucket of rocks up near me where I can get to them. Would you please put on the kitchen mittens? Deputy Andy, move down, stand by the bottle. Lucy, take this piece of chalk. Not too near, Andy.
Oh, I'm getting excited.
And if I should strike the bottle after Sheriff Truman says a particular name, make a check to the right of that name. Oh, Sheriff, I almost forgot. When you say the name, also briefly state that person's relationship to Laura Palmer. Ready?
Ready.
James Hurley. Secret boyfriend.
James Hurley.
Josie Packard was instructed in English by Laura.
Josie Packard.
So there's no check next to either of these names?
That's correct.
Dr. Lawrence Jacoby, Laura's psychiatrist.
Dr. Lawrence Jacoby.
You did it! You hit it!
Lucy, make a note that the bottle was struck, but did not break. Very important. Andy, put that bottle back exactly where it was.
Johnny Horn. Laura was his special education tutor.
Johnny Horn.
Norma Jennings. She helped Laura organize the Meals on Wheels program.
Norma Jennings.
Shelley Johnson, waitress at diner, friend.
Shelley Johnson.
Oh.
Sorry, Andy.
Sweetie.
It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt a bit.
Where there's no sense, there's no feeling, Andy. Coop, tell me, the idea for all this really came from a dream?
Yes, it did.
Jack with one eye.
Maybe it's the letter I, but there's no I in Jack.
I think perhaps it means he only had one eye, Lucy.
Sounds like Nadine, Big Ed Hurley's wife.
No, there's a casino up north called One-Eyed Jack's across the border on the Canadian side.